We were for an older team, we were a little nervous, I thought, before the game. Sometimes you have to get used to the rhythm where you don't have, we didn't shoot here, and kind of got caught on our heels. We were really conscious of the offensive rebounding. Last game, they had 16 offensive rebounds against us, and drilling that for 2 days, and then the first play of the game, they get an offensive rebound and a three. I thought the basket at the end of the first half was really big, and kind of staying the course. And defensively, that last 6 to 8 minutes in the first half, we really turned it up, and then we didn't give ourselves a chance because we were 1 for 6 or 8 from the foul line. But the defense maintained. We brought that out in the second half. And a lot of credit obviously goes to the oldest guys not wanting to go home, because you get down 13, the atmosphere is not that juiced, but both of these guys, and Edwin Lashley, stayed on guys, and the response to be in the second half was obviously a big deal.
Okay, questions first for Ahmad and Rashid. If you raise your hand, Steve will come around with the microphone. Mike Cielsi from Conference Media. To both of you guys, you basically played, the five starters have played the bulk of your minutes all year. And given where you are now and a one-and-done kind of thing, you guys have made deep runs in this tournament before. Do you worry at all about fatigue, or is that even not a concern at this point?
It's not a concern at all. We got to go out there and play, give it our all, and basically, if you lose, you go home, so we got to take it one day at a time. We can't look ahead to, we got to save ourselves for tomorrow or the next day. But instead, go out there as a team and just give it all we got and worry about that, get some rest at night and prepare for the next game. So I don't think it's an issue at all, when you're playing with your heart and you're a tough group of guys.
Don Bell, CBS3. What was halftime like? You guys were obviously sluggish. You came out at the beginning, and then after that, you really got on fire and came out with a little bit more passion. It seems like a little bit more drive.
I think to go along with Coach said, we started off a little flat, maybe a little nervous, but I think we showed a great defensive effort from about the 12-minute mark in the first half throughout and it carried over to the second half. I think our defense was our strength tonight, and we're definitely going to build on it. And now there's nothing for us to do but just rest up and get ready for tomorrow.
Brian Chilcon, Sports. What is the key to weathering a 13-point deficit early in a game like this?
Prayers and cursing. You could ask them. That's my curse first, and then say prayers and say I'm sorry for cursing.
Guys, what do you think when you're playing and you're down that much quickly? What do you look at to do to not let 13 turn into 20, etc.?
I think that's when you look at the guy on your left and your right and realize that you don't want to go home. It's a matter of digging deep, and we use the term scratch and claw to get whatever we can. And hopefully the rest will turn out. And fortunately for us tonight, we got the W.
A question for Ahmad, Glenn Papazian, Radio Pennsylvania. Ahmad, you talked about getting the season turned around, that there were games in which you could get it turned around. Now, winning the last game of the season and now getting a tournament win, do you feel you're taking steps in that direction?
Like you said, I think we're definitely taking steps. And we passed our first test tonight. We have another big one tomorrow, and that's pretty much what we're looking forward to.
Tashi, Ray Perillo from the Inquirer. What was the difference between the first half and the second half offensively? Were you getting looks in the second half that weren't there in the first 20 minutes?
Me personally?
For the whole team.
Like Cole said, I think we came out a little jittery. We haven't shot on these courts since last year. And I think guys just came out, a little anxious and a little over emotional. But I think once we calmed down, I think Ahmad, myself, and like you said, Ed, did a great job of just kind of calming people down and just realizing that, you know, we could play our games and our game would be good enough to win this game. And I think it was a matter of us calming down, pretty much a cool factor in the second half.
John, did you? Jonathan Catterall, Philly.com. Ahmad, given that Temple won both the games last year, both the games in the regular season, how big is tomorrow?
Well, we definitely want to go on with the mindset that we have to win the next game, but it is difficult to ignore that they swept us throughout the regular season. Something that that may burn on the inside for us, but like I said, we just have to go back to the drawing board. We have to watch our film, get rest tonight, and get physically and mentally ready for tomorrow.
Ahmad Tashid, thank you.
Thank you.
Questions from Coach Martell. Coach, it's always well known in the city anyway, you and Fran, such good friends. Since he's become a member and coach in the 8-10, has your relationship changed at all? Now, this will be the third year in a row, especially you guys are going at it for the third time as well.
Well, let's see. Sunday, we were together and did the mock bracket with the Daily News. Monday morning, we did a breakfast together for Coaches versus Cancer. Tuesday, we were supposed to be together up until midnight. We were supposed to get together Tuesday morning and do something with WMMR. I don't know if we were spinning like the Moody Blues greatest hits or what we were going to do there. But we were supposed to do something. We've talked every day. It hasn't... him being in the Atlantic 10, I would probably say that our relationship has strengthened, if more than anything. And a lot of it centers around Coaches versus Cancer. And the other fact is that he's just really, really a good human being. And because he's such a good human being, I like spending time with him.
Hey, Phil. Brendan Quinn with the Bolton. I remember you saying before the last game with Temple that you barely even need to look at the tape, you know exactly what they're going to do, and baskets have been hard to come by in recent games with them. Now, two more games against them this year. What's the adjustment that's made here in the next 24 hours before you face them again?
I'm not sure. I mean, we're going to look at it. I'm going to concentrate on our game, which was last Thursday, and then I'm going to concentrate on our game and look a little bit at GW. And I'll be honest with you, Brent, because I believe this game is so numeric, the game of basketball, I'm going to study the numbers. And I think if we look hard at the numbers, we're going to find the answers. Now, it may be the other way. We may be finding the questions, and we have to find the answers to those questions. But to me, this is going to be, this is all numeric now.
Bill, the fatigue question for you, is it a concern at all given how...
I'm worried sick. That's what you want me to answer. Everybody asks me the same question every day. They're 22 years old, they're being asked to play 40 minutes of basketball, so I'm worried sick, and you know what, I'm going to play the whole bench tomorrow. Just so everybody will say, he used... The best players are playing the most minutes, and if you can't get your juices... And I don't... I meant that, there's nothing I can do about it. They are what they are. They're so smart now, they're in the locker room talking about ice baths. They couldn't find a bathtub in their hotel room, and they're going to have ice baths now. So we'll watch film, we'll sleep, we'll eat properly. The biggest thing that we have going on is we've talked to our nutritionist, and it's hydration, hydration, hydration.
Phil, Garrett Williams seems to get overlooked a little bit. Could you talk about what his role is for this team?
Well, Garrett is the best defender on this team. And with the seniors are Tashid can go off, he can leave the reservation with his fire, and then Ahmad can pout. Really, the guy who is the emotional anchor here is Garrett. He never gets real excited, he never gets real despondent. And the stuff that he says in the timeout huddles, there's every coach in America would want to have a guy like Garrett on their team. Now, saying that, he turns the ball over against the press. You can't have that turnover. And he's got to look at the basket. He has to look at the basket, and he's going to have to look at the basket tomorrow.
Phil, Bob Gertz, Delaware County Daily Times. Can you talk about some of the shots that Govan's made? He made some big shots in that second half. He made some big plays. Can you talk about that?
Well, because it is a numeric game, he has not had a stellar year. He has, and his numbers, we have told him that we want him to take shots. The shot he made in the shot he made in front of our bench, I think, put us down two early in the second half. So he's a big factor. He's a big factor. That's one of the things. Brendan asked the question about the numbers. Inge, Christmas, and Brooks shot 48% from the three against us. Tashid and Darren, our three-point threat, shot 24%. So something has to give. We've got to get some mates. I was much more pleased, to be honest with you, with Darren Govan's defense. I thought he did a really nice job. We put Tashid on Harris. Harris dominated the first half for them with 9 points and 6 assists. Tashid went to him, and that meant that Darren had to play a stone-cold three-point shooter. So I was much more pleased with him from his defense, really, than his shooting.